finished the week. We also have finished the month, John, and some things to look at there.
And the quarter, the end of the third quarter. Yesterday was a fairly volatile day, but that shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody. In fact, the market was up as much as 113 before, I'm talking about the Dow, before closing down 47. But still, the best September in 71 years, and really no plausible explanation as to why that is. Dow ended up 7.7% for the month. The NASDAQ was up between 11 and 12%. Now, year-to-date, the Dow is only up about 3.5%, so it did wipe out the negative number going into the end of September. But what's interesting is, if you look back historically, and of course, I'm not a gambler, but I do think if you don't look at probabilities, you know, you're probably making a mistake. If you look back the last, according to this data here, the last 68 times that the Dow has finished in the positive after three quarters, 71% of the time, it's continued to go up for the fourth quarter. And of those times, those 68 times that the market was up after the end of three quarters, 94% of the time it ended up positive for the year. So hopefully we have over a 9 in 10 chance of the market ending up in the positive for the year, and 7 out of 10 chance that we're, 1 out of 4 chance basically, that we're going to see a continued improvement in the fourth quarter. We'll see what that brings. We did get a bit of good economic news this morning, and there's more news coming later today. Personal income number was up 0.5%. That was better than expected. Personal spending up 0.4%. You might say, why do we care about that? Well, because the consumer, of course, drives this economy. About 70% of expenditures are made by consumers, not corporations, not the government. Later today, we get a number of things, construction spending, we get auto sales. But the really big number everyone's going to be focusing on is going to happen a week from today, and we get the major employment data. Now, every Thursday, Bill, you and I talk about people filing for unemployment for the first time, but next Friday we get the revision of the unemployment rate, the number of non-farm payroll jobs lost or created, and that's going to be a huge number because we know that this economy is focusing on jobs. A little bit of other interesting things happened. The economy, the recession is not terrible for everybody. I read this morning that Bugatti and Ferrari are sold out of their very most expensive top-end automobiles. And so I guess the recession is over for some people, but unfortunately, most of us can't afford a Bugatti or Ferrari anyway. But we are beginning to see some improvement in some people's lives.
Well, and that does seem to be the case. There are people in this economy, I guess that's how it's always been, who finding ways to continue to be successful.
Yeah, that's true. And we'll see whether or not the another interesting story yesterday, Hewlett-Packard, and of course HP had fired their CEO Mark Hurd a few months ago, remember that, and he went to work at Oracle. Well, the HP board appointed a new CEO yesterday, and he's a German guy whose name I can't pronounce yet. And but anyway, he was fired about 8 months ago as the head of SAP, which is a big, huge German software company, massive company. And so the investors didn't really like the choice of the Hewlett-Packard's board, so after hours, Hewlett-Packard stock was getting hammered. And I'm sure that makes you feel good. You're coming in as the new CEO, and the first thing that greets you is your stock gets hammered.
Yeah, that may be not a sign that they like you, but what about a tease on your column in the Times Record for Sunday in the business section?
Well, it's about energy credits, about how you can get a tax credit for putting exterior windows and doors or replacing your heating and air conditioning unit, things like that. And the clock's ticking because those credits expire December the 31st of 2010. And, you know, that credit can be up to as much as $1,500 if you put put insulation, new windows, doors, et cetera, more energy-efficient heating unit, water heaters and stuff in your home. And they're going to go away in December, and it's a significant tax break because it's a credit, not a deduction. So it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction in your tax.
Sound like a good deal. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll look forward to that column in the Times Record. That's John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Now, you can reach John by calling 782-2527.